Over the past couple of years, a group of young people from Bloomington has gotten pretty familiar with a small town in Guatemala and its residents. WFIU's Yael Cassander tells the story of how a collaborative art project opened up a world of possibility.
You know, when we started this, we were going to paint a mural in Guatemala.
The concept was to create unity while involving diversity. And so the entire mural looks like a quilt, and then within it, the different blocks of the quilt are different textiles from around the world.
Marisa Grunman is one of 12 students from Bloomington who went to a small Mayan village to paint a mural on the side of a textile shop. Director Gracia Valiant described how the idea for the trip came about.
Sarah Irvine and I were visiting Guatemala almost 4 years ago now. We were in San Juan La Laguna, where there are murals everywhere in the community, just everywhere, and they depict Mayan life, present and past. Sarah is an art teacher who likes to paint murals with children. And as we were driving out of San Juan, Sarah said, it would be really fun to bring some kids from Bloomington to San Juan to paint a mural with the kids here.
That simple idea resulted in Art Across the Americas, an art and cultural exchange program. The first half of the exchange took place for 2 weeks in June of 2008, when 12 Bloomington students, ages 11 through 17, traveled to Guatemala.
First, we arrived in Guatemala City, and it seemed kind of like Chicago. And it was like, I don't know, it was dark when we got there, so it was a little scary. And then we drove to a house, and then we went to San Juan La Laguna, actually. And that was like a three-hour bus ride. It was kind of like, it was like jungle-ish and kind of paradise-ish.
One of the youngest members of the group, Spencer Deersing, was 11 when he went to Guatemala. It was his first real experience abroad.
I had been to Canada for like 30 minutes, but other than that, I hadn't been out of the country.
But traveling as a member of the exchange project, Spencer was well prepared.
Before we went, it was something that was really important to sort of our trip organizers, that we were culturally aware so that we could be culturally sensitive and understanding. And I had been studying Spanish in school at that time for 2 years, so I felt relatively comfortable in my Spanish, but I was by no means fluent.
Nonetheless, Riza, Spencer, and their peers were ready for the full immersion of life in San Juan. Trip chaperone, Dina El Safar.
Their Spanish speaking blossomed. I think several students had been studying Spanish in the school system here, but I never heard them speak a word of Spanish. But then when they were spending time all this many days with Spanish-speaking kids, they just reached into their brains and boom, there was Spanish. And it was just amazing. I mean, they just seemed completely independent. And I just didn't expect that.
The Bloomington students' resourcefulness and sense of adventure was greatly in evidence at mealtime.
One night we were at Patrona's and she was so excited because she got us this fresh fish from the lake. And we get there and we sit down to eat and it's a fish on our plate, you know, like not a fillet, not a part of a fish, a whole fish with the head and the scales and the eyes, just kind of looking at us. And I'm like, here goes nothing. So I think I ate about four fish that night.
Like a fish to water, Riza and her traveling companions quickly took to their new surroundings.
I remember when we kind of got past our shyness, which took about a few seconds or whatever, but we were then to walk from the school to the mural site, and we were all holding hands with our new friends. It was just, it just brought tears to my eyes, especially some of the older girls from our group. It's just like they became young and playful again, which we all have that inside of us.
That sense of open-heartedness and a desire to connect in community that the situation encouraged also presented the opportunity for tremendous personal growth. Chaperone Michael Valiant.
They really, really stepped into some amazing roles of responsibility, unasked at many times. So it was very much a peer-driven experience.
In addition to designing and executing the mural, the students were involved in every part of planning and funding the trip.
The work that went into this project was driven by the kids. The decisions about the schedule, the fundraising, the writing letters of thank you, really, we've come to think of it as starting an NGO from the ground up. And these kids did that.
Working for a year and a half before their trip to make it happen became just as important as the time there.
One of the students actually said that. It wasn't just going to Guatemala. It was everything we did to get there.
During the summer of 2009, a group of students from San Juan La Laguna will experience life in Bloomington while creating a mural downtown. Trip leader Gracia Valiant explained how the exchange might inform the lives of the Guatemalan students and their country.
This opportunity is giving these students a way of looking at life very differently. Maybe I don't have to be a coffee farmer. Maybe I could go to college and become a forester. Or maybe I could be an advisor to the coffee co-ops. What the embassy told us is that they want Mayan young people who they can give scholarships to go to college, who would then work in Guatemala to develop Guatemala.
As for broadening his own awareness, the now 12-year-old Spencer concluded,
I think I see what they're going through. I don't know if I could ever put myself in their shoes, but I know what they're talking about better than I did.
For Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.
You can find a link to the mural in San Juan Laguna at the Art Across America's website at WFIU.org. Later this summer, Yael Cassander will share some of the Guatemalan visitors' impressions during their time in Bloomington.